Good morning. 6:41 a.m. on Sunday, June the 23rd, 2024. Beautiful morning this morning. Few scattered clouds. Here on the Front Range east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. It's 62 for maybe. It's a nice, pleasantly cool morning. My adaptation to hearing aid life continues. My voice sounds funny to me. In part because I'm getting it fed back to me through a speaker as I'm speaking. So things like S's show up in my ear more than they used to. I'm still learning to talk again. Losing half the teeth on one side of my mouth has as part of the cancer fighting regimen of 2022. I think it was 2022. I'm still trying to figure out what to do with my tongue. There's a big hole, there's a big gap over there. So sometimes my words come out a little slurry because my tongue is still expecting those teeth to be there to work against, and guess what? They're not. But it's almost like magic. I figured out how to sync them, the earbuds, the hearing aids. I should just call them earbuds. So I can use them at the computer. I have instant Pandora streaming on the phone, and it's really changed a lot. Being able to hear when, for example, the pan is frying, I can hear the sizzle even while I'm listening to music. I can hear when the rice boils over, or the potatoes. I can hear it when it starts, not after it's been going for 5 minutes and I happen to look over in that direction. Now, if I could just learn to turn the stove off when I'm done with it. It's happening more and more frequently that I finish cooking and then move on to eating and forget to end the cooking phase and start the eating phase. I'm getting better. I'm training myself to shut off the oven before taking whatever's in it out. I just need to do that when I start serving dinner and turn the stove off when I start spooning stuff out. I'm still reading Jake's Magical Market. In part because I'm not spending great amounts of time, you know. One of my long-time habits was reading over lunch and then spending an hour or sometimes two after lunch reading some more. And I'm just not spending that amount of time anymore. What used to be 20, 24 hours a week is now 11, 12. It's been cut in half. And I blame Fallout 4. I blame the game. I blame my brain. I'm level 122 and just sort of exploring some of the mechanics that I don't usually get a chance to play with when you restart at level 30 or 40. It doesn't give you a chance to see what the deep end game is. I took the least deadly option in terms of wiping out the Institute, but maintaining friendly relations with the Brothers of Steel. And the railroad. I'm still kept hopping pretty well. Between, I finished the main game, and now I'm just doing radial quests over and over. New tech, dead synths for the Brothers of Steel, and saving synths and killing cursors for the railroad, and jumping from hotspot to hotspot for the Minutemen. The Brothers of Steel, I really don't like. The degree to which it shouldn't have been the Minutemen, I didn't realize they had that kind of capability. I don't like that they have that much firepower, blah, 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 blah. Like, every time you meet a Brother of Steel, you get one of these snarky comments. It makes "got an arrow to the knee" sound pretty lame. It's you only hear that like once every other week, every other day. But every single time you meet somebody who's not the person that you're there to talk to, you hear about how unfair it was that it wasn't the Brothers of Steel that wiped out the Institute. It's not like I'm doing a lot of power armor. When I started, I wondered how I was going to get enough power armor frames to handle all of the Hellstorm and XO2 and all the rest. And the answer is, I have so much power armor. I've started a used power armor lot up in Sanctuary Hills. I probably have 20 plus a couple that I actually use in my base. It's fun. It for some reason it just keeps me coming back and keeps me coming back. Every once in a while I'll go through a cycle of just running from random encounter to random encounter in Nuka World and collecting all of the junk from all the dead. And then I've invested in all the shopkeepers, so I take all the junk and I make a few thousand caps off the junk. Should scrap more of it, probably. But playing as Roger Mulligan has really been enlightening in ways that I hadn't anticipated. It's making me think about Roger's role in this story and juxtaposing it with his role in The Wizard's Cat, and why the biggest problem I had with The Wizard's Cat is not the cat, it's not the house, it's not the story, it's not the main plot, it's Roger. Roger is the problem. And now, of course, finding out what to do about Roger is, you know, solving that problem is the next hurdle. And it feels so slow. I'm so used to being able to say, okay, let's do this and do it. And my brain just says, no, I don't think so. I don't think we're going to do that today. No. Mm-mm. I'm going to sit down and write 1,000 words. No, you're not. You're going to sit and look at the screen for 15 minutes, and then you're going to fiddle with the soundscape. The soundscape. That sounded weird. And then you're going to stare at the screen for another 10 minutes, and then you're going to say, nah, this isn't working. Go do something else. I haven't seen a single other person out here this morning. Am I that early that Sunday morning people sleeping in? Getting ready for brunch. Still breakfast time, who am I kidding? The bread came out really different this time. Usually when my bread comes out, it has a really firm crust, has really rigid structure. It's quite solid. It's a nice solid loaf. And this loaf is not... is not solid. Coming up on it, get ready, say it with me. Monk post. It's not solid. It's not like it's running all over the place. But the texture of the bread itself is really quite tender. So cutting a slice of it is a little more of a challenge. Oh, here comes a person now. But I think it's because it was just a little bit wetter going in and worked a lot. Morning. And worked a lot before it sort of overproofed in the morning. Or what I took to be overproofing. It has a definite muffin top. Didn't quite extend over far enough to keep it from falling out of the pan, but it was a near thing. I didn't grease the rails of the loaf pans when I put the loaves in, and probably should have. So we'll see. We'll see if I can replicate it. We'll see what that looks like. But yeah, the 20% einkorn in place of the 20% King Arthur whole wheat seems to create some interesting changes in the bread. Should probably experiment with pulling the hydration back maybe 5 points. So 60% instead of 65%. I also need to play with the yeast. The yeast is more than yeasty enough to make the bread rise. Because I make the sponge first, the yeast has a lot of chance to bloom and spread in the flour mixture before I put all of the flour in to weigh it down. And so that early sponge, I think it actually has a different name, Levain maybe. It's very different. So having 7 grams of yeast is definitely too much. This last batch had 5 grams of yeast, and that was more than enough. I'm wondering if maybe drop it down to 3 and see what that looks like. Here comes a dog walker. It's a little tiny dog on a very long leash. Good dog. Good morning. So the pain du jour is my Jinhao 80. It really is. It's a nice little pen. I've got diamond oxide black in it. Onyx black. And it's a really flat black. It's exactly the black that I want. I think the Hiroshizuku Sukiyo is also, no, that's blue. Takasuki is, I think, the black. Any of the blacks are just, for the most part, just black. The exception being a couple of them that have sort of looked like really, really black, as opposed to black. And the diamond onyx black is one of them. Twisby black was another one. That was really black. That new waterman came in, the Atria. The Allure owes a lot to the Atria. And the sister pens form an Agora. Basically the same pen with different branding. I haven't inked it yet, but I took it out and posted it and scratched it dry on a piece of paper. Feels a lot like the Allure. It feels a lot like the ME. It feels like a lot like the Jinhao 80, for that matter. Very solid. Very metal. The Parker 41, on the other hand, feels... I'm not going to say organic, because what it really feels like is plastic. But it's much lighter. It's much... I'm much less aware of the pen in my hand than I am with any of the solid body metal ones. It's interesting to play with them that way. I still have so many pens that I haven't tried. I need to do something rash, like use some of that pink that I don't particularly like and try out all these pens that are sitting there. I can do a bunch of the Schaefers all at once if I inject some ink into a script cartridge. They all use the same cartridge, so I can work with it for a day or so and then change the cartridge into a new pen. This guy's gonna wait for me. I will hustle my bustle. How do you know if rye is ripe? Because this looks ripe. Intermediate wheat grass is growing up on this side now. Look at, oh, there's a lot of it here. I didn't think there was quite as much here, and there isn't really. It's just that it's all concentrated in one spot. Most of it is, is it bladed or crested? I never. I never can remember. Crested. Yep, crested. Crested. Thank you. Crested. I'll say it again. Some of this rye is really, really bent over. Some of it is still pretty upright. Can't be ready for harvest yet, can it? Some kind of conflagration going. Sirens going off all over the place here. Try not to walk on the ants. It's hard because there's, in places they just blanket the sidewalk. Excuse me. It was the last tune it was on before I shut off the music. People behind us. Excuse me. Bless me. Have yappy dog. And it doesn't take much to set the yappy dog off. Squirrels will set the yappy dog off. And they let them out early. Probably so they can sleep. Although, how anyone can sleep through the yappity 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 yappity. Beats me. Okay. Blow your nose. Maybe that'll help. Stupid dog. Good morning. Looks like another lovely day.
Thank you, you too now. God bless.
25 minutes. That's what I get for just meandering along. Definitely not getting into cardio. Anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.